Good evening, I'm Matthew Owen, and this week on Redwood Walk, we're going to discuss the cancel culture from the right, free speech and what it really means in today's world, and finally, President Trump goes to the United Nations.
Good evening, you're either watching or listening to Redwood Walk. My name is Eric Kirk.
And I'm Matthew Owen.
And we've got several things to talk about this week. Why don't we start with Trump at the UN? I did not get to watch the speech. I've been really busy with a trial, but I'm going to let Matthew comment on it because he did get to watch it. He, like a lot of other people, say it's scary. Matthew, what did you see?
Well, first we saw the Trump and First Lady Melania going up the escalator, and they got maybe 10% up the escalator, and the escalator stopped. So he got all perturbed that they had to walk up the escalator. And then during his speech, his teleprompter went out. So you know how he gets on petty things. So he went off on the UN that Trump has stopped, I think he said, 6 wars so far in his first 8 months in office. He stopped 8 wars and he's not getting any credit. He's looking for his Nobel Peace Prize. And by the way, Europe is turning into hellhole countries because they keep allowing unchecked migration. To Trump, it all comes back to migration of the brown people. He doesn't like the brown and black people, and if they're migrating to your country is turning into a hellhole. England's going to now have Sharia law. They're being overrun by Muslims, so you better start taking care of your countries, England, otherwise you're going to go to hell in a handbasket. And these people here going through the translators are going, what the hell is this guy saying? It was just... On a national stage, the United States is becoming an embarrassment. That's the best way to put it.
Now, he did say something interesting about Ukraine. He did say, obviously, he's not getting along with President Putin right now.
He did say that Ukraine can take back all the territories they have succeeded so far with NATO's help. And the rest of Europe's looking around going, we're not putting ground troops in the Ukraine. That's not our job right now. That's basically the start of World War III, so we're going to try to hold off on that. But he's having issues, like you said, with Putin, because Putin's not dealing with what Trump wants. Putin's doing what Putin wants to do. And everyone in the world understands this except Trump. You don't tell Putin anything. He does what he wants, period, whether it's right or wrong. Like we already said, allegedly Russia's taking 1 million casualties killed and wounded so far, and Putin doesn't care.
No, he doesn't. The economy is falling apart there, and but he has managed, whenever there was a hint of dissent, to crush it so far, even people who are popular.
One of the biggest problems Russia is going to have right now is something called birth rate. Between the men going to combat and dying or being maimed, and the other young man, like the U.S. troops college kids during the Vietnam era, went to Canada. A lot of the young 17 to 25-year-old men in Russia are bailing out of the country any way they can because they don't want to get drafted. They don't want to be frontline cannon fodder for a senseless war that they don't even know why they're fighting.
So does this mean that President Trump, did he say anything about restoring military aid to Ukraine?
Well, he hinted at that, but that's all he does so far. He's hinted at that. So we're still giving them aid, but not the amount of aid we used to. And then, of course, Trump goes in there with inflated numbers that double or triple the amount of money we've actually given them. Because Trump, I think, just makes numbers off the top of his head. Then he's fact-checked, and he calls it fake news, and then he just rolls on and forgets about it till the next day.
I mean, we've speculated as to whether or not he's worried that... that Russia has something on him. You know, we had this all this stuff on Russiagate. He doesn't seem to be that worried about it right now. But then again, Putin isn't really saying that much about it. You know, is Putin at all upset with Trump?
I don't think Putin cares about Trump.
Yeah.
That's just my philosophy. He's kind of doing what Joseph Stalin did back during the 40s and 50s. He did what he wanted to do, and that was that.
Yeah, I mean, so is there any kind of fallout or support or anything back here? What are Republicans and Democrats saying about that part of the speech back home, or have you seen any?
This is going to shock you, Eric, but the Democrats are scratching their head going, what the hell was that? While the mega world's going, we've got the strongest leader out there. Trump was on point. His 50-minute speech went 50 minutes.
So does that mean that MAGA supports aid to Ukraine now?
I don't think they don't think these things through because they get told different stories every day. So now Fox News is going to have to spin. President Trump says we're going to help Ukraine, and they're going to go, but I thought we weren't helping Ukraine. America first, not Ukraine first.
There's a really one of the scariest scenes in Orwell's 1984 was when they were Oceania was at war with Eurasia, and I forget what the other one country was. There are three basic nations in there, and then all of a sudden the announcement comes over the screens saying that they're at war with the other country, and then all of a sudden everybody just runs, pulling down all the old war signs, replacing them with the new ones, and Winston, the main character, is wondering if this was resistance sabotage, but it doesn't matter because everybody is primed to completely change it. We are now at war with Eurasia. We have always been at war with Eurasia, and so it sounds like Omega is ready as we now support Ukraine. We have always supported Ukraine. Whatever Trump says, that is our position.
And this is the problem I have with MAGA. They can change their minds daily, depending upon the whims of a president.
The only thing they haven't changed their minds on, and it's just gonna go, is Epstein. And that's only a small portion of them, by the way.
I'm waiting for the unredacted Epstein report to be released, like everybody else is.
Well, we'll talk about that in a little bit because I've got a prediction about that at the end of the show. But we we'll talk about that. Oh, what's his name? What was the Democrat's name who's co-hosting with Massey? The
Adam
measure.
Schiff.
No. Anyway, we'll talk about that later because there is some news as of today that could change the Epstein politics. But right now, as Jimmy Kimmel joked, and we'll talk more about Jimmy Kimmel in a little bit, Tylenol has replaced everything else on in terms of the attention on the internet.
And that was the funny part of the Kimmel show. They had Robert De Niro doing a cameo, being the new head of the FCC. And he says, "I have to run some cases of Tylenol falling off a truck, and I have to go inject autism into them."
Yeah, and of course he said that Tylenol causes autism, and of course the science is always complicated. But what happens is he reads, something, and then what he says isn't always exactly, what's out there. I mean,
This is the same guy who wanted us to drink bleach and ingest sunlight into our bodies during COVID.
Yeah, exactly. And then he gets mad when people say he's misquoted, when he just a problem is he doesn't get the speech right. I'm sure he's going to attack the fake news over what he said about Tylenol.
Dr. Trump could kill a lot of people. So I would not take his advice.
well or a lot of pregnant women could be in needless pain, but that's that they don't have to be in if they hopefully follow their own doctor's advice. But I remember talking to people back during the COVID about the vaccinations, and people were like saying that they were skeptical about it. I said, "You do understand that Trump took the vaccinations. He actually pushed, he pushed for it to be done. That's one of the good things he's done was Operation Warp Speed. He pushed for it. He took it. It probably saved his life." And I said, "I mean, ask your pediatrician about it." And she was afraid. She was saying, "I'm afraid that she's going to tell me something I don't want to hear." She literally said that. I said, "If you don't trust your pediatrician, you need to find another one." I mean, but find a pediatrician you trust and ask them what they think about getting your children vaccinated. And it's just it boggles the mind. But but we have this whole thing against experts now. Experts are bad. Experts don't know anything. It just no matter how long you've studied in your field, you're so far removed from reality. You don't know anything, and so this is why you know, Fauci was an expert. It's like, if Fauci was working under Trump, you know, Trump could have fired him at any minute. He didn't. If you have any questions or comments, email us at redwoodwonk@gmail.com.
You can listen to Rub and Wonk on KZZH 96.7 FM every Tuesday and Thursday night at 8 p.m. So I want to touch on free speech here. Trump said something very interesting this week. I should say President Trump said something very interesting this week. And that is, these late night comedians are saying bad things about me. I don't think they should be on the air. I may pull their licenses. So I'm not sure if this little thing here we're doing has some sort of license with the FCC. Are we going to get it pulled because we're having free speech, Eric?
Well, I mean, I don't know if we're big time enough yet, but maybe eventually down the line, there's going to be, so if he's allowed to get away with it, and that'll depend on the courts, that'll depend on the Supreme Court ultimately. I mean, sure, if he's allowed to pull licenses of you know, comedy and any other commentary against him, I think he'll start pulling it right and left. And that's, yeah, it's not free speech if it's fake. You don't have free speech to tell lies. And by the way, in case anybody's wondering, you actually do have free speech to tell lies. You don't have, you,
that's
you
the
can,
worst part.
What's
see, that's
that?
What happened when the right got canceled in 2020, because they're doing lies on social media over and over again. And social media companies were canceling them because all you're doing is spreading lies.
Well, and people, that's what a lot of banking people say. Well, what about, you know, during the pandemic? Well, there has actually been always an exception for public health. If you're spreading lies about public health because it could get a lot of people killed, the government does actually have a interest in shutting you down. But other than that, no, not, because it hurts your feelings is not a good reason, you know.
And I need to see one other thing. A lot of my Republican friends are saying the reason Stephen Colbert is going off the air is his show is losing money. If it was losing money, whatever network had his show would have canceled it a while ago. They didn't need Trump to help them out. It's a financial decision.
Yeah, I right. Yeah, well, it was a financial decision. They wanted the merger, but it was just it was a different kind of financial.
He was sacrificed
decision.
So the corporate merger can go through for billions.
Yeah,
is what happened.
Yeah.
So
I mean, you know, the idea of free speech. It's not, you know, it's you can tell lies. If it's defamation, you can still tell it, but you might have to write a check for it. Right. If it's lies that could cause a public health situation, or, you know, or if you yell fire in a crowded movie house, as Oliver Wendell Holmes said, you know, there are certain situations where your speech can be canceled, or if you're giving away national security secrets. You know, there was a debate because the progressive wanted to test the freedom of speech in the First Amendment by posting instructions on how to build an H-bomb. And I remember the debate about it, where, you know, you had one side say, hey, there's no classified information going here. This is all common scientific knowledge, just simply put in and gave all the real good reasons for, you know, why it should have been allowed, because there's nothing in there that is classified. And I remember the guy on the other side of the debate saying, but it's an effing H-bomb. So it was just, you know, that, and that's why they weren't allowed to do it. And so, you know, there are exceptions. No right is absolute, including free speech, but it is the strongest one. It's the first thing that comes up in the Bill of Rights. It's the, you know, it's at the core of everything, and it's essential for democracy.
And I have to say, it's not often that I agree with Senator Ted Cruz, almost never, but he came out against President Trump going after them, saying slippery slope here. He says, you know, because he's had his speech knocked on by a bunch of people, and that's okay. You're allowed to say what you want to say. Hopefully it's somewhat factually correct. But Senator Cruz did not like the fact that we are canceling Jimmy Fallon because he said bad things about President Trump.
You mean Jimmy Kimmel?
I'm sorry, Jimmy Kimmel. Thank you.
Yeah.
He says, that's a slippery slope here.
It was pretty funny, the first half of his thing. Jimmy Kimmel put that on. Says, I hate Jimmy Kimmel, and he deserves to be taken off the air. But it was, but yeah, it was like Jimmy Kimmel's like, say, you know, when it was Josie, you know, one thing that makes me, you know, angry about this is I have to agree with Ted Cruz. You know,
right. And also, Jimmy Kimmel's opening monologue when he came back on TV last night. He choked up twice and nearly cried.
He did.
Literally, just between talking about Charlie Kirk's widow and Bill Maher made the point. I've seen Bill Maher in an amphitheater, outdoor setting. He says, it's not just Charlie Kirk. He says, all of us do this. And if we talk about politics, we get a lot of people agitated. So he says, I don't want to have to go out to do an outdoor amphitheater thing wearing a bulletproof vest and worrying about some guy shooting me in the head.
Yeah, so, no. You know, you don't want copycats. You don't want people deciding, well, let's see, we need to kill somebody on their side to even things up.
Right.
You don't
and they're
want...
already talking like that.
Yeah.
So the mega world's talking like that. Jordan Klepper, the guy from The Daily Show, travels with security. When he goes out to meet the people on the street, he has to have security with him. And Charlie Kirk talked in an interview, he did a podcast with Bill Maher, and Bill said, do you travel security? He goes, oh, I have to these days. I'm just like, when did our country get so crazy that I don't like what you say, so I'm going to try to kill you?
Jordan Klepper takes a lot of chances. I mean, he goes right into the thick of it.
He goes in the heart of MAGA war. He goes to Trump rallies and interviews MAGA.
And then there's another guy, too, who's got a real bad voice, who sings the songs. He's got the bird. He's like
that guy.
Alcatraz gator or something.
He got punched in the eye, though, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Leary hurt his eye. Maybe permanent damage, but this is how bad people are out there. I mean, I always say, I have a lot of friends who are Republicans, and we try not to talk politics, but I always tell them, I'll agree with 95% of what you say, but just let's be respectful when we talk. You know, I don't like the woke thing. Neither do I. I don't like these pronouns on the emails. Neither do I. I don't like illegal immigrants committing crimes. Neither do I. And I always tell them, I think 90% of the nation's behind you there. So we need to talk respectfully, and we need to reach out to the other side. Someone actually said, if you're on the right, you need to watch Bill Maher. You need to watch The Daily Show. But then they said, if you're on the left, you need to watch Steve Bannon, and you need to watch Charlie Kirk. You may not like what they say, but you just have to get an understanding of where they're coming from.
Charlie Kirk actually was a little easier to watch than Steve Bannon.
I think Steve Bannon's nuts, but he's smart enough.
I mean, you know, the right has a few comedians. I don't mind watching Jesse Waters. I think he's kind of in, you know.
Jesse's fun. He's one of the best comedians out there.
Yeah, it's at times. There are some others out there. But, yeah, we do need to do that. I mean, you know, I used to enjoy it more because we're missing the more thoughtful conservative right-wingers. We don't have William Buckley's anymore.
Right.
You know, we don't that
George is, Will.
George Will. Well, he's still Jonathan, around, but he's not a right winger anymore. So
Jonathan Goldberg with LA Times. And then who's the guy from the New York Times? Brooks.
Yeah. Right, Brooks.
The problem is they're all right of center, not crazy right of center.
Exactly. Exactly.
They're old school country club Republicans, Chamber of Commerce Republicans from the 80s. Keep in mind, Reagan could not get elected in today's Republican Party.
Well, and no, he couldn't. I mean, at least not saying what he's saying. He would have to say something different.
He'd have to say crazy things and lie.
He couldn't talk about empathy towards unlawful, you know, undocumented immigrants. He did talk about we have to enforce the border, but he talked empathy. He and Bush were competing for how empathetic they were, you know, towards immigrants. You know, I mean, it's just
compassionate conservatives is the word you're looking for.
Right. I think Dole said, hey, if I was in one of those countries, I'd be doing it myself. But we can't let everybody in. You know, that we don't see that anymore. It's all them and the rest. But it's also there's not a lot of independent thinking. People, even the intellectuals, know that they've got to conform not even to the ideology of MAGA, but to the way they talk in order to continue to make a buck. I mean, I'm really disappointed in Thomas Sowell, who I used to enjoy reading. But he's pretty much just adopted the whole MAGA line because he can't sell his books if he doesn't, right? You know, I mean, it's just, it's the way it is because nobody else is going to buy him, at least not in mass. And it's like, you know, but this is a guy who took on the right wing on the bell curve when the right wing was pushing that thing, the bell curve, and saying it. He came at it from a different perspective, saying, you know, that this is not those studies about, you know, looking at the IQ tests. It's more complicated than that. He wouldn't do that today. You know, it just, there are very few independents. And when they do try to show some independence, they get slapped down. I mean, look at Massey, and he's not a moderate. He's actually kind of extreme. He's just independent minded.
Right. That's not allowed anymore.
No, you can't do that. So it's, I mean, why don't we can get to that. We'll come back to corporate cowardice. Let's talk about the rights cancel culture. I mean, you've got people here. Here's the irony is you get into these forums and I see it all the time is the people who are saying Charlie Kirk, you know, supported debate and he was all for free speech. So it's a great thing that all these people that are being fired for, you know, saying
for
bad
things. Free speech.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's just like, do you not get the irony of what you're saying here? You know, and I even try to frame it. Would Charlie Kirk advocate doxing people and getting them fired and showing, calling their bosses because you didn't like what they said? And I agree. Some of the people said some pretty offensive, insensitive things. There's no reason that, you know, the kid's 3 years old, but the wife, if she happens to go online, should have to see some of the things that said that. But again, you do that, then you're going to get doxed next, just kind of like the same thing of the shooting. And you've got people out there saying, hey, I want to start a civil war. You know, think about what a civil war looks like. It means, you know, you shoot people at it, even figuratively, they're going to shoot back. And the people who are being doxxed and losing their jobs, they've got a lot of time on their hands to be online now. So you say something stupid, they're going to dox you. I mean, it's just, you know, that's so don't do it. You know, the term snowflake used to be used. When did the right become so fragile? I mean,
you know. And the interesting thing, the cancel culture, one of the first things that the Trump administration canceled was worldwide aid, the USAID, food to foreign countries. And I had this argument all the time with my Republican friends. It's easier to send someone food and medicine than bullets. We make more people become our allies when we give them food and medicine. Why we cut that, I have no idea.
Yeah, because you've always had this division going back to the 30s within the Republican Party. You've got the country first, the America first,
right.
The isolationist, okay. and then you've had the broader ones that kind of actually kind of got along with what some of them on the left would refer to as the gunboat liberalism and the rest. They are people that look in terms of the world, in terms of making it a better place. And yes, you've got the Peace Corps, you've got all of these out. The left is actually critical of the Peace Corps as being part of a CIA, you know, trying to get control of those things. And probably there've been some agents in it, but the point is that this is how you build it. If you the hearts and minds, you gotta seek hearts and minds. If you don't, you're going to lose it to somebody else. And you don't want destabilization.
And there's poverty China causes offering them food when we didn't.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you have no education, you've got a family and you're starving and a communist comes into your village and hands you food, you might be inclined to say, hey, maybe communism is a good thing. I mean, you know,
better than starving.
Right.
I just want to bring up a point. You just said that, you know, America first, we will have to cut off aid to foreign countries. They also cut off aid to local American food banks. I've got friends of mine who work at major food banks. they have massive financial problems right now because what they expected in aids and grants from the federal government has been cut, sometimes severely. So why are you cutting food to Americans? I'd like someone from MEGA to answer that question for me.
Well, because it'll go to the undeserving poor. You've got the deserving poor and the undeserving poor. The deserving poor are the ones who are willing to work, and if you are willing to work, you can always find a job. That's not simple. When I was younger, I had a hard time finding a job actually at one point. It's not as easy as you think if you don't have a resume. I mean, you got to work your way into it, all right? And if you've done anything in your life or been homeless for a while and you can't account for an address right up, it's hard to get a job. Not impossible, but hard. Secondly, what people don't realize is more than half of the people who are homeless are actually do work, and many of them full time. It's just that they can't get that first and last. So who is deserving poor? Who isn't? I mean, you got different ideas about that. And so is this getting to the deserving poor, or are there actually rich people going in there and taking the Reagan cheese and butter? You know, I mean,
in the cancel culture, the Trump administration is going after universities because they deem them too liberal. Eric, can you tell me why the Trump administration is going after law firms?
Well, that we talked about earlier in the year, he's going after the law firms that have represented people against Trump. They're right now.
Retribution.
Actually, what's that?
Just plain old retribution.
Well, or trying to discourage other firms from doing, making examples of them so that they don't, so that other attorneys don't represent people. Right now, immigration attorneys in Southern California, they're being followed home. I mean, they leave the courthouse and they're being followed home, and cars are like passing their houses, and they're hearing weird things on their phones. They're getting weird phone messages. I mean, there's like an intimidation campaign going on, and of course, ICE is saying, "Well, it doesn't have anything to do with us." But unmarked cars, who else is driving them around? Why are you know? I mean, it's. So there are people that are not just even filing lawsuits against the Trump administration, but even just defending workers who've been fired during the Doge things. Those firms are being attacked. And so there's basically what they attack them by doing is taking away any contracts that they had. And some of these firms had a lot of contracts. And yeah, no, that's what they want. They want basically a legal industry that's going to cave to them and not represent people against their policies. The thing is that the law firms that made settlements with them, a bunch of the partners, a bunch of the attorneys quit and formed their own partnerships.
Good.
Yeah, and are doing it. And quite frankly, you have, if you're a law firm and you cave and won't even defend yourself against an attack from the administration that you can't possibly lose, why am I going to assume that you're going to fight for me if you won't even fight for yourself? Sorry.
Good point.
I'm not going to hire that firm. If you have any questions or comments, email us at redwoodwonk@gmail.com.
Listen to Rub and Wonk on KZZH 96.7 FM every Tuesday and Thursday night at 8 p.m. And then why is Trump going after universities?
Same, similar thing. He wants them. I mean, some of it has to do with not clamping down on the protesters, and some of it has to do with what you'd refer to as woke policies, but some of it has to do with not buckling, not buckling under when he made certain demands, and some of it has to do with finding an excuse to not have to pay the federal grants. I mean, it's pretty.
Why are we cutting off scientific research into diseases?
And that is the big thing, because that's going to cost us. And it's going to cost us not just in terms of the diseases, but we are losing a generation of research scientists. They're going to Europe and Asia.
I've read that.
in other places because they don't have a choice. It's not like they're, you know, people are saying, well, good riddance to you if you don't want to, you know, if you don't want to be in America. It's like, it's not, no, they don't have any choice. If they're going to work in their profession, they have to leave because there's no money here to do it. You know, and I mean, just they, yeah, the private sector will pay for some of it, but it's not going to pay for a lot of it. Research and development is something that a lot of people don't realize that the government does for the private industry. And it's a little bit of a controversy because we socialize that kind of a thing and then the profits get privatized. I mean, we have a lot of socialism in this country. The railroads weren't built by private companies. We paid for it, right?
Right.
You know, I mean, it's just, and so the research and development, that's what Trump is saying. Well, the private companies can do it. And it's like, no, they can't. They can't do it on the scale that's necessary.
Who pays for the airports and the FAA? The taxpayer.
I mean, you know, who pays
who makes the profits? The airlines.
I mean, that's how it should be. Who pays for keeping the highways intact? And I'm not saying it's even bad policy, but commercial trucks do about 80% of the damage, and they pay, I think it's 17% of the trucks. Now, there might be a good policy for that to keep the price of everything that they're carrying down. But let's admit that it's socialism, that we are subsidizing the trucking industry to keep the price of goods down. It is government intervention in the economy for the benefit. And that, I mean, you know, when people say, well, capitalism is better than socialism or socialism is better than capitalism, you can't have one without the other. They have to mutually exist. You know, it doesn't, it's a spectrum. It's a, you know, basically where somebody calls himself a socialist, it's where you have certain things that may be privatized in one society and socialized in another. And one of the nexuses seems to be healthcare, right? Europe socializes healthcare. We kind of sort of are, but not really. We are, even if we were to pass universal health care, you know, the single payer, we wouldn't be socializing medicine, we'd be socializing insurance, you know, so it's coverage. It's a big complicated issue here. But anyways, to get back to your original question, yeah, they're just cutting it because he wants to cut the budget. But, you know, but this is really bad policy because if you cut the budget in such a way that the market contracts because that money is not going to economically beneficial products, then you cut down the revenues and then you can actually end up aggravating the deficit rather than helping it. It's complicated policy. You can't be taking a sledgehammer to it. Elon Musk of everybody should have understood that, but because you're a brilliant investor, it doesn't mean you're a good economist.
You brought up another interesting point there. One of the talking points Republicans are saying, if you overstay your visa, you're now a criminal. So not only are you an illegal immigrant, but you're criminal, so we can now deport you. You know which two people overstayed their visas? Yeah. Melania
and
Elon Musk.
Yeah.
They both should have been deported back then.
And by the way, the courts have held this too. The president can't declare that. It's got to be an act of Congress. But
Hold on, Eric, you said that word again. We had
yeah.
this conversation.
Yeah, but Congress hasn't passed
we have
it.
A Congress.
That's why I'm wondering. Well, they can't pass it because they can't get it through the Senate without a filibuster. So,
but you seem to think we have a Congress. What bills have they act? Remember, Trump's already figured out, I don't need Congress. I'm just going to do executive orders. And why do we have Congress?
Well, because he's got to get it through the court system. And that's.
And
that's,
if the court shut him down, then what?
Then nobody gets prosecuted. See,
Congress,
he's got a problem right now.
Right now.
A lot of people don't realize this. I've discussed this. We've discussed this on this show. The immigration courts are not real courts. They're administrative hearings. We call
right.
them courts.
Understand
just
that.
like ICE warrants are not real warrants. They're BS pretend warrants. And so Trump has been firing all the immigration judges, right? And he's trying to hire people there to be them, but they're not really judges. And so he thinks that, well, I'm going to get judges that are going to expedite and rule my way. The problem is that means that they're all going to be appealed. And that means that they're going to get into the court system. It's going to gum up the works, and they're going to be overturned. The people he fired were overturned like 1 in 100 times. The people he's hiring are going to be overturned like 6 out of 10 times. So it's just, you know, that so they're not thinking straight. And so this is why it's in your interest to have judges that are going to follow the law. The people he fired are not any more pro-immigrant than anything else. They are simply the law. The one woman that there was a big story about her in San Francisco, she had a 99%, you know, uphold right that way. But that meant that a lot of immigrants got to stay that he didn't want to stay. And so, but it's going to happen anyway. And it's going to be slowed down in the court system because no, you don't get to criminalize something just because you decide it's a crime.
And back to the cancel culture, did you see who they said they're going after today? James Comey, the former director of the FBI. They want to issue an arrest warrant on him and get him up because he phonied all those things with the 2016 election.
And they know that he probably that he's not going to be convicted. This is theater. The case it may even get dismissed, but in front of a jury, they're not going to hold him responsible for that. It's not. They're not going to hold him criminally accountable. This is theater. The case wouldn't even be brought to trial before 2028. So unless he does establish a dictatorship and doesn't have to have real jury trials and that, but then everybody's gonna, you know, be arrested. It's no, I mean he was talking about charging Obama before, but then he forgot that the Supreme Court ruled that an ex-president can't be charged with anything. So
And a
it's
sitting president can't be charged with anything.
right.
And he knows that. So he can get away with whatever he wants right now.
I mean, like I said, see, the problem is a jury will shut you down if a jury is allowed to do it. And that people are saying, well, they might, what if they charge him in a red state? Even in a red state, as long as the jury selection is honest and the lawyers, you know, have the right to pick the jury appropriately, it's you're not going to get a conviction there because you got to have 12 people or some states 9, but you know you got to have unanimous verdict for anything for a felony or above, you know, for on that. And except in some states, it's not quite unanimous for everything, but it's but this would be a federal charge. They're not going to take anything to a jury because they know they'll lose. And this is why, you know, people say, well, Trump's was in New York City. If he was truly innocent, it wouldn't have mattered. If he had, you know, if that they it's really hard to get a conviction, and those jurors took it very seriously. But you know, Pam Bondi didn't do very well for him. So it's
The other good news today is the people pushed back against Disney. I know friends of mine called up and said, I'm canceling my Disney streaming subscription. Screw you. I'm going to hit you where it hurts, the pocketbook. And I can only think that hopefully tens of thousands of people, if not hundreds of thousands, canceled their Disney subscription, saying, okay, you don't believe in free speech, Mr. Corporation? Here's the middle finger. Bye.
Did you see how Jimmy Kimmel, what he said about that?
I did.
Yeah, I've been asked to read this. From a message from Disney. If you want to reinstate your thing, please go to the app. It was pretty funny. I know, and I mean Sinclair is probably going to face similar things. He's going to definitely. There's going to be pressure on the advertisers
There's a thing in the
to.
Times Standard today, our local newspaper, that Sinclair is not going to be carrying Jimmy Kimmel across their stations.
That's right.
And they asked that Jimmy Kimmel apologize to the widow and ask that people start giving money to the widow. Well, one, what Jimmy
I'm
said
fine
was not
with
bad.
Yeah, that, no, that's fine. But he already did apologize to her. And in fact,
what he said wasn't bad in the first place.
Yeah, he didn't. No, he didn't. He didn't say anything about Charlie Kirk. What they got mad at was he basically said that the shooter was a lot like a MAGA person, and
right.
that
and that
Trump's mourning was kind of bizarre, which it was, you know. But he, you know, they obviously didn't watch it last night. But the point is that Sinclair, you know, has kind of a monopoly on rural stations, and there's going to be a backlash against them.
Hope so.
They're going to have to.
We talked about Charlie Kirk's wake. Stephen Miller, Trump's special person, the man who looks like the human penis.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he's Jewish, he stood up and went on a rant that was taken literally from Goebbels in 1930s Germany. Substitute the word Jewish for Democrat. Where he says, we make this, we produce this, we do this, you don't do anything. And the you is the Democrats, which is just completely. It was a Trump rally at a wake for a man, which was kind of sad.
Well, this is, we should probably spend a little bit of time talking about this. Pritzker gave an incredible speech saying that, the move of moving troops into the cities is to control elections.
Right. Right,
he made a real case about it. Governor Newsom said, "I can't guarantee that there will be elections in 2028," and who backed him up on that is Garry Kasparov, chess player, the second best chess player in history, in my opinion. His politics don't really fit into left or right. He, you know, it's kind of, he's mostly opposed to Putin and Soviet, hegemony in Russia. And, he said, but he recognizes the Iron Heel when he says it. He's backing Newsom up, says, I don't agree with Newsom on a whole lot of politics, but he's right. This is a possibility. I'm looking at it. And he said, he's the one who reminded, he said, you know, Putin's first step in going into his authoritarianism was to get a puppet show shot down that was parodying him, that in Russia. So it's just...
like anyone we know with thin skin here in America.
Well, exactly. So, you know, we have to look at it now. California, Newsom just signed into law saying that that nobody can operate with masks. No police
no
can
federal
operate
agents, right?
With masks. It's not absolutely clear as to whether or not that's enforceable. The agency's already saying they're going to ignore it. So we're obviously going to end up in federal court to see if this is enforceable. There's some complex questions about that. It's not as easy as either side says. You know, feds are saying, hey, you can't interfere with federal how they're operating. But there are laws that are saying that if it's not directly pertaining to the functionality of the police forces. In other words, they're going to have to argue, make concise arguments that by being forced to not wear masks, their effectiveness in doing what they have to do, that is catching immigrants, has been impacted.
Good luck with that. Do our local police officers wear masks?
Yeah, no, exactly.
Do our local judges wear masks?
Right.
And you know who does wear masks? Cowards.
Right. And another... law is coming through the pipeline. A bill is coming that Newsom has hinted that he will sign that also says that you have to show a badge and identify yourself when you're
with your name on it. Let's see, right. A little thing, a stencil with your name.
Yep.
And which government organization do you work for?
Right.
You can't just go out there in paramilitary gear with a mask on your face and a helmet on and an assault rifle. That's a soldier to me. And why are soldiers on the streets of America?
Now they're going to take this shooting at the ICE detention as an example. Well, this is what will happen if they get doxxed. And it's like, no, you know, when you're masked, you stand out.
We don't know what the person was doing or what it was about.
Yeah, for all we know, he wanted to shoot immigrants. We don't know.
The guy shot at Charlie Kirk, Trump immediately said it's the Democrats' fault.
Yeah.
Guy wasn't a Democrat.
And he said the same thing today, that this was Democrats' fault. He didn't
he
necessarily
always says that.
He didn't necessarily say it was a Democrat who did it, but it's the Democrats' rhetoric that's doing this, because the Democrats' rhetoric, nothing wrong with his rhetoric. Democrats should stop calling their Republican opponents fascists. Well, you've got a masked police force. You've got right. tanks rolling through city streets. I mean, sorry. And B, he's called his opponents everything from
Kamala
Nazis,
Harris was a fascist.
Yeah.
A communist.
Or communist or animals. I mean, you know, or subhumans. I mean, you know, they've done this, you know. So I encourage people to look up Pritzker's speech. It's a little it's well done. He of course is a governor, will probably be running for president if
along
there is
with Gavin. Gavin along was on the Stephen Colbert show telling his story, exactly what you just said, that if Trump loses the 2026 midterms, and I'm not sure we're gonna have them, we will not have elections in 2028.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, it looks like they're going to lose a potential congressional seat in Utah, because the Utah Supreme Court, which is not a bastion of liberalism, has said, you know, the state legislature put forth laws allowing for statewide referendum. So when the referendum passes, you have to abide by them. That, you know, radical law here, right? You know, you cannot basically split up Salt Lake City into four tendrils of a district. You've got to allow that. There is a court case coming down in New Orleans because they've shoved all the black voters into one snake district between Lafayette and New Orleans, right? There are lawsuits. Missouri looks like they're going to gerrymander, but that's why they carefully chose Kansas City rather than St. Louis, because if they did St. Louis, they might have a problem with the Voting Rights Act. But Kansas City is mostly white, so they might not have the same problems. I mean,
I want to bring up the point. You just mentioned Louisiana. They have a higher per capita murder rate than California. Why has Trump not sent the National Guard down in Louisiana to curb crime?
He has talked about sending it to New Orleans, but never to any of the Republican mayor cities, and some of them are pretty high in murder rates.
The National Guard should be heading down to Louisiana.
Yeah,
bring
right.
back law and order.
It's they are planning to. He is planning to send, I think, what, to Nashville or somewhere in Tennessee.
Nashville, Tennessee is the latest one.
Yeah, I mean that's. The one now, it hasn't happened. I don't know what's taking so long. He threatened to do Chicago. He seems to have backed off that for the moment. Yeah, for the moment. Because there'll be massive protests. I mean, massive. You know,
and I think the people are starting to get tired of what he's doing.
Well, and the military is just absolutely bored in Los Angeles. I mean, the opposition down there has gotten smart. They aren't, you know, doing riots. There are very few, you know, any attacks on the police or the National Guard or the Marines down there. What the opposition has done is they have cars. They're waiting for ICE people to leave the ICE building, and then they follow them. And ICE flipped out a couple of times and came out and stopped the car and threatened them and told them to come out and wanted to arrest them. They said, we're not leaving the car. No, we don't have to, and we're allowed to follow you. And ICE people say, no, you're not allowed to follow us. It's against the law. Why are you following us? And you know, they're saying, well, we're following you because we want to document what you're doing. And they called in a federal marshal who's probably going to get fired, who called in and said they don't have to open the door and they can follow you. It's on YouTube. And as long as they stay out of the way and have the cameras and don't physically interfere, they're allowed to go and document what's happening.
And the good news, our National Guard in Washington, D.C. is doing just what they're trained for. They're picking up trash, they're raking leaves, and they're laying out mulch, because that's what we train these soldiers to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
A
we're
complete
lucky
waste of time.
that we're not having a bad fire season this year. The rains up here have helped, at least so far. It's almost October. We're really lucky with the way the stuff is. Several states, that sent their National Guard in. I mean, how many states have their National Guard in Washington, D.C. right now?
More than I know of, four red states. But the worst part, these guys are bored out of their mind. This is not what they're trained to do.
No, it's not. And the Marines are doing nothing in Los
Los
Angeles.
Angeles, right?
No, I mean they're like telling their superiors, at least let us go out and have some fun at night, out of uniform, and they're
Right.
not letting them do that. I mean, here we're a guy, we're in Los Angeles, right? But they're like,
There's
well, aren't
rumors
you
there's
afraid of?
bars there, there's concerts
There's
there,
all
there's
kinds of
sporting
stuff, and
events
they're like,
there.
but that wouldn't fit in well with the hellhole narrative, right? If they're all there, having parties and dancing and doing stuff, it just won't, it wouldn't fit in well.
I go to LA once a month. My daughter lives down there. So we get together and we look around and go, "So where's all the protests? Where's all the buildings on fire?" She goes, "Dad, you're watching Fox News. That's not reality."
No, I know. I know. The worst one is Portland, and that's not even that bad. It's focused on a few blocks. I don't defend anything that the idiots are doing. I'm sorry, but it's not. It's not Armageddon, for crying out
Right.
loud. It's just it never was. It wasn't in 2020. It was confined to a few blocks. I feel sorry for the businesses in the area, and they, but it wasn't like the whole city was in flames. It just wasn't
Well, we're
that
getting the
happened.
notification here. It's time to go on to predictions.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. That brings us to our predictions. What have you got for us?
Here's what I'm going to predict. I'm going to predict the pendulum's going to start to swing the other way because people are tired of daily chaos and insanity and would like to get back to facts and truths. So I'm going to go on a limb here and say the Democrats are going to retake Congress. Not sure about the Senate, but they're going to retake Congress. And it better be by 2 seats. So
All
let's see what
right.
happens.
Well, that's if we have an election, but yes, I would agree. There were a couple of special elections yesterday. One in Georgia, which the Republicans should be concerned about. They did win it, but by a much lower margin than they did. It was a
They're
special Senate.
underperforming Trump in 2024.
Exactly. But Adelina Grijalva, who won handily in Arizona, took her father's seat, and she will join the Democratic delegation. And this will give Ro Khanna and Representative Massey the threshold they need to force a vote on their bill to push for the release of the Epstein files in
Yay.
To the floor, which means that anybody voting against it will have to do so publicly. My prediction is that a number of Republicans are who are particularly in close elections are going to vote are going to reverse themselves and vote to release the Epstein files, and
The
then the Russia.
unredacted Epstein files.
Right.
I don't care whether you're a Democrat or Republican. I want to see whose names were there on the island.
I agree. Let the chips fall.
You're a pervert, you're a
Donors,
pervert. I don't care what
if
side of the fence you're on.
exactly.
Just because you're rich and powerful doesn't mean you can get away with statutory rape.
Justice for the survivors and the victims. Anyway,
Justice
we'll see if.
against all perpetrators, regardless of political party.
All right, we'll see if any of those things come true. Until next time, stay
Keep
informed and
reading
stay engaged.
and read.